This is an ABC 10 News update.
I'm Jared Ahrens with this 10 News update. Hundreds of abortion rights demonstrators made their voices heard through San Diego Saturday. It was just one of hundreds of rallies across the country for a National Day of Action organized by Planned Parenthood. Families of all backgrounds showed up at the protest to fight against the likelihood that the Supreme Court may soon overrule Roe v. Wade. At that rally, one Planned Parenthood official said abortion bans would be especially detrimental to low-income families and marginalized groups. The man accused of killing a woman and shooting her son in Lincoln Park faces a handful of charges, including first-degree murder. Alex Galvan is still in jail today. The shooting happened early Saturday in an apartment parking lot near Willie James Jones and Franklin Avenue. Police say Galvan was fighting with the boy's father and some other men when the woman and child walked up. The woman was shot several times. The child shot once in the leg. That boy is expected to survive. The father is also in the hospital with several injuries. Galvan will be in court on Wednesday. Firefighters, including some from here in San Diego, continue their work on their coastal fire in Laguna Niguel. The latest update from the Orange County Fire Authority shows the fire held at 200 acres burned overnight, and crews were able to increase containment, now at 60%. The fire destroyed 20 homes. It damaged 11 others. Evacuation orders were lifted for nearly 800 other homes, with people returning to see the damage. Now let's take a look at our forecast with Melissa Masiha. Mel?
And we are seeing some patchy clouds this morning along our coastline, where temperatures by this afternoon will be in the mid-70s. We'll see upper 60s to low 70s as we get started with our work week. 80s today in our inland spots and then upper 70s by Monday. Gusty conditions in our mountains and our deserts later on this Sunday afternoon.
For the latest news, weather and traffic, go to 10news.com or you can download our free 10 News app in your app store. For 10 News, I'm Jared Ahrens.